Listen to the recording. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You will hear an interview with a famous wildlife photographer. You now have 40 seconds to look at questions 15 to 20. Now, start listening.
In our studio today, we have Frank Branson, the famous wildlife photographer.
Hello.
Frank, you're famous for your amazing close-up shots of wild animals. How do you feel when you get that close to wild animals?
Well, if you want a really good shot, you have to take a few risks. I like to get as near as I can. It can be scary, but I'm fairly relaxed about it because I can judge the risks. I know a lot about animal behavior, for example, when they're likely to be aggressive.
For your last assignment, you were photographing elephants, weren't you? They can be aggressive, can't they?
That's right, yeah. One time I was waiting for big game at a waterhole. It was in Africa. I'd left my Land Rover and made myself a little wall of rocks, and I'd put some camouflage netting over the top to hide myself. Some elephants began to drink only 3 meters away. Then they started looking in my direction and spitting water and dust at me, and I figured it was time to get away. Some people try frightening them off with shouts and noises, but I don't think that's a good idea.
There was another time when you were really close to lions, wasn't there? How come they didn't attack you?
Well, I was pretty lucky. I was watching some zebras lying stretched out in the dirt. It was midday and the sun was absolutely burning. And the lions just walked straight past and ignored me, even though I was completely exposed. They have a good sense of smell, so they must have known I was there. But they were thirsty, not hungry, and I suppose they weren't interested in me.
There are sprays available, aren't there, that you can use to cover up your smell, so wild animals don't know you're there. What do you think of them?
Yes, there's one called Up Close on the market. The idea is that if you don't give off any scent, the animals won't detect you. They're not costly, these sprays, and some people say that they're good. But in my opinion, using them could cause accidents. People think that they can take any risks as long as they're using the spray.
There are other ways of keeping out of danger, aren't there? I believe you sometimes use a high platform to work from, to observe animals safely.
Yes, once I spent weeks 25 meters high in a palm swamp in Peru. It put me at eye level with a family of birds I was filming. It's fairly safe. There's a rail to stop you falling off, but it's a very cramped space on the platform. There's hardly any room to move, so after a while you start wanting to stretch your legs, but you can't. You've just got to put up with it. Anyhow, it paid off in the end.
Now, listen again.
In our studio today, we have Frank Branson, the famous wildlife photographer.
Hello.
Frank, you're famous for your amazing close-up shots of wild animals. How do you feel when you get that close to wild animals?
Well, if you want a really good shot, you have to take a few risks. I like to get as near as I can. It can be scary, but I'm fairly relaxed about it because I can judge the risks. I know a lot about animal behavior, for example, when they're likely to be aggressive.
For your last assignment, you were photographing elephants, weren't you? They can be aggressive, can't they?
That's right, yeah. One time I was waiting for big game at a waterhole. It was in Africa. I'd left my Land Rover and made myself a little wall of rocks, and I'd put some camouflage netting over the top to hide myself. Some elephants began to drink only 3 meters away. Then they started looking in my direction and spitting water and dust at me, and I figured it was time to get away. Some people try frightening them off with shouts and noises, but I don't think that's a good idea.
There was another time when you were really close to lions, wasn't there? How come they didn't attack you?
Well, I was pretty lucky. I was watching some zebras lying stretched out in the dirt. It was midday, and the sun was absolutely burning. And the lions just walked straight past and ignored me, even though I was completely exposed. They have a good sense of smell, so they must have known I was there. But they were thirsty, not hungry, and I suppose they weren't interested in me.
There are sprays available, aren't there, that you can use to cover up your smell, so wild animals don't know you're there. What do you think of them?
Yes, there's one called Up Close on the market. The idea is that if you don't give off any scent, the animals won't detect you. They're not costly, these sprays, and some people say that they're good. But in my opinion, using them could cause accidents. People think that they can take any risks as long as they're using the spray.
There are other ways of keeping out of danger, aren't there? I believe you sometimes use a high platform to work from, to observe animals safely.
Yes, once I spent weeks 25 meters high in a palm swamp in Peru. It put me at eye level with a family of birds I was filming. It's fairly safe. There's a rail to stop you falling off, but it's a very cramped space on the platform. There's hardly any room to move, so after a while you start wanting to stretch your legs, but you can't. You've just got to put up with it. Anyhow, it paid off in the end.
Now you have 30 seconds to choose your answers. That is the end of task 2.